We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, all else, and we come to you and worship at your feet. We place you on the highest place.
On the highest place.
We place you
high
above all else, and we come to you and worship at your feet. We place you
on the highest place.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad that you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This is the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. There will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared in with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as had been told them. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20. We love the detailed account that Luke gives of the Lord's birth. We recite these scenes over and over again, which testify of our faith in the virgin birth of Jesus, the very foundation of our faith in Jesus, that he is indeed the Savior, the Son of God.
Blue sky, cloudy day, whether it's good or bad, that tends to come my way. From the highest hill or deepest valley, I will claim his rest. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. Fresh delight, deep lament. Whether in joy or pain, I've learned to be content. For the one who fills me with his Spirit always knows what's best. And the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. And I know that life is like a ship that sails out on the sea.
Sails out
sometimes
strained
by the calm, and sometimes plunged,
and sometimes plunged into the
fury. My heart provides a warm and sweet caress. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. Blue sky, cloudy day. Whether it's good or bad, that tends to come my way. From the highest hill or deepest valley, I will claim his rest. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed. For the one who loves me makes me richly blessed.
To see the full extent of the truth declared in the night sky that night that Jesus was born, we must follow the life of Jesus and see the baby grown, know his great teachings of truth and righteousness, and then witness his death, burial, and resurrection. For it is in the resurrection of Christ that we place our hope in eternal life. That night, that one night, would never be like any other that the shepherds spent tending their sheep. That night would change their conversations for the rest of their lives. The scene is recorded so that we, through the eye of faith, can live it. We can hear the grand news that the angels came to bring. We can see the glory of God shining in the darkness of the night, and the chorus of heavenly hosts singing as they praise their way of declaring the peace on earth that could be known among men. All of my life, people have in many ways brought the word of God to life. The manger scenes retell the coming of our Savior through the virgin birth. Bethlehem is the place on earth where deity became flesh, where the baby Jesus breathed his first breath. The anointed one had come. Some 700 years had passed since the prophet had foretold that the virgin would give birth to a son. That night, the angels ushered in much more than a birth announcement. They made the announcement of the long-awaited Messiah. That night, the testimony of angels and shepherds would begin to ring throughout the future history of mankind. That night, which we will recite and refresh from Scripture, brings us face to face with the truth we have either embraced, neglected, or rejected. Jesus is the Christ, born not by the will of man, but by the will of God. Celebrating the birth of Christ is not a command from Scripture that must be honored and upheld to please the Father in heaven. Setting it aside as a special day is done because of how significant it is that God sent His Son into the world to save us. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." John writes by inspiration, "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him." And Jesus said, "I did not come into the world to judge the world, but to save it. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." I would hope that our celebrating the birth of Jesus will remind us of the great love God has for each and every one of us. Love, joy, peace, and hope will be in the air as we remember Christ's coming to be our Savior.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare Your glory. Every knee shall bow at Your throne. In worship You will be exalted, O God, and Your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare Your glory. Every knee shall bow at Your throne. In worship You will be exalted, O God, and Your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days, for none can compare to Your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days, for none can compare to Your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare Your glory. Every knee shall bow at Your throne. In worship You will be exalted, O God, and Your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. O Ancient of Days. O Ancient of Days. O Ancient of Days.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today. Please join us again next week as we present Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.